Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. I can yell a little bit louder right now because Maya is not currently sleeping above me right now. My office is right below her bedroom. And yeah, we're about 45 minutes away from nap time for her. So I get to be a little bit louder right now. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friends. As always, super appreciate you being here and subscribing and listening to the podcast. This is, as I mentioned, another quick tip episode. And this is where I'm going to share a tip or a strategy that can help you optimize your online business so that you can have a bigger impact with your business. And also, as a result, increase your revenue, which gives you more freedom in your life. And today I want to talk about the quickest way to predictable 5K months in your business. And I want to share with you my own experience from my business over the past 7 years, as well as the hundreds of students that I've worked with over the years in helping them optimize and grow and scale their online business. And what this looks like, the fastest way to predictable 5K months is through having a flagship offer. So flagship offer, essentially, this is your main offer in your business. Your offer could be an online course, could be a coaching program, whatever that might look like for you. And it's what you are known for. It's what you are becoming known for if you're still in the very early stages of your business. And how I'm framing this episode right here, this is specifically this is really going to be for those of you who are in the very early stages trying to get to that 5K, but also this is going to help you if you're already doing six figures and want to get to multiple six figures and seven figures, because when I share my story, this will make more sense here in a second. But the big mistake that I see so many online course creators make when trying to grow and scale their business is that they have too many offers. Or they have a mindset of, hey, the more offers that I have, the more money I'm going to make. When that could be true, right? But in my own experience, again, and I've seen it countless times with my students over the years, is that the fact is the simpler that we can make our business from an offers perspective. So fewer offers, if not one offer, at least when you're getting started and starting to scale, right? And then having a simple system for selling that offer, the better you are going to be and the faster that you're going to grow. Okay. So let me share my own experience with this first. So in my first year in business, which was 2014, I created my original Facebook ads course, which was called FB Advantage. And that's all I had for the first year. I did $110,000 in revenue in 2014 in my very first year with my one course. It had two price levels. It was $497 for the self-study, if you will. And then I had a $997 version of it, which was the VIP level, which included some group coaching and I forget exactly what else. So then after that, people said, Rick, you should have an ads course for local businesses. I'm like, okay, cool. And then it was, Rick, you should have a course for ads managers. And Rick, you should have a coaching program and a membership site and all this stuff. Right. And because I've been doing group coaching now for, 5 years, and I absolutely love it. Love it. And with all of these offers, so three programs, three courses. So my FB Advantage, which is for online experts, right, online course creators and so forth. And then my ads course for local businesses, then my ads course for ads managers and growing an ads management business. Then I had the group coaching program. Then I started a membership site. And revenue did grow as a result, okay, because I had more offers. But the business eventually plateaued because it was too much. I had three completely different types of audiences to speak to, for example, each with very different challenges. Obviously, the challenge that a local business faces is very different from an ads manager. And so on. It was like a juggling act. And I'll never forget in the mastermind that I was in, we were at a retreat and we were in New York City at the time. And I'll never forget getting up in front of the group for my hot seat. And I just said to them, I listed out all of my offers and I said, I need to simplify. I need to simplify this business. And I was overwhelmed. I was, you know, the business was doing well, but I was not happy. I was overwhelmed. I was working way too much. Everything was super, super complicated. And yes, I had created that. I had made that myself. But now I get to share my lessons with you and save you from making these same sorts of mistakes. Because it wasn't until I got super clear that less is more, that the opposite of what I had thought was the case, more offers equals better. And again, I see this all the time. It wasn't until I got super clear that less is more, that simpler is better, that's when my business began to scale again. So it began to get unstuck, unplateaued, if you will. And I was also a whole lot happier in it. And that's, I think for me, that's most important, right? I went down to two offers. I went from serving three different types of audiences, having a membership, the group coaching program, all this other stuff. And I said, you know what? I need to simplify this. I want to simplify this. And again, a lot of this is mindset. Even though for a lot of you listening, you're like, no, this isn't mindset. It is absolutely mindset because most of us think that, again, the more offers that we have, the more courses that we have, the more coaching programs, the more levels of whatever, the better. And then the more types of people that we serve in the business, yeah, the business is going to grow. And again, it can do that, but holy cow, does it ever overcomplicate things. And so what I did in early 2019 was, at actually the very end of 2018 also, was I was like, you know what? I'm going to go full circle here. I want to focus on online course creators because those are the people that I love helping. And I've talked about it here in the show before several times, is I get to have that ripple effect, if you will, meaning I get to help you grow and optimize your online course creation, course creator business. And the ripple effect is I get to help all of your students as well. So it's a little selfish, yeah, but hey, I'm getting to help a whole lot more people in that way. And also, as an online course creator, that's what I've been doing for 7 years now. And I absolutely love it. So today I have one clear audience that I serve. And I serve them based on their business journey. So again, online course creators. So whether they're trying to optimize your business to consistent 5K months on your way to six figures, which is my brand new flagship offer, right? And then the second offer is my accelerator coaching program. So this is for online course creators who are looking to optimize their business towards seven figures while working less. So they're already seeing success in their business. Now they want to take it up to seven figures and optimize their business so that they can work less and optimize it and grow it while working less, right? So that's it. That's two offers. There's the flagship offer, which is the brand new offer I have coming out. And then also my accelerator coaching program. So what this has allowed me to do is to scale the business more simply. It's very clear on who I serve, how I serve online course creators. And there's a very clear path between the two, right? And so I get to speak all of my messaging. And if you've been listening for a long time, I've explained this in other episodes, right? And so that's been my experience. Now, from a student's perspective, when I start working with students or what I've been working with students, most of you listening right now have an offer, right? When I say offer, you know, you've got an online course, maybe you've got a coaching program, mastermind, whatever it is, but you're having trouble selling it. And what I see happen so often is that people do a launch and they try and sell their program and it doesn't do as well as they'd hoped, right? Which is a mistake in and of itself. I've talked a lot about here on the podcast. You've got to, if you're just starting out and you have an idea for a course and maybe you've created that course, stop, right? I want you to sell the course or sell your offer before creating anything. You're doing things backwards if you create and then you sell. In a not so distant episode that I just recently did here on the show with Travis Allbritton, he spent almost $5,000 creating this, his course and his platform and all this other stuff. And then he sold one at $97 and that was discounted 60%. Like, what a waste of both time and money. And so anyway, we share that story. Definitely check it out. So what happens is when people don't, they don't sell their program to, it doesn't do as well as they hope. Maybe they made a couple sales. What I see happen all the time is that they decide that nobody wants their program and they say, hey, maybe I should create a membership instead. That's the biggest one. And now they jump over to trying to create a membership, right? And the reason for that is because, well, they decide, well, it's cheaper for people. So they start from a mindset perspective, they start discounting their expertise and they're like, you know what, people need ongoing help. So they immediately jump to a membership. When it's like, whoa, 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 like you got to be patient with this. If people aren't buying your program, for most of us, there has been a validation of need in the marketplace, meaning somebody else is likely in your same niche and doing something similar, right? If you're not, that's awesome. You're creating your own path in your niche. But for most people, somebody's already doing something similar, which is a good thing, right? Because there's a validation that people want this stuff. So if nobody's buying your program, your course or whatever, or maybe you made a few sales, there's something wrong with your messaging. There's something wrong with how you are selling it and how you are communicating the value of the transformation that's available from your course. And so that's what you look to optimize. You don't give up on it and say, well, I'm just going to change, you know, my delivery of my information here from a course to a membership. Maybe that's right, but most people that I see do it way too quickly, right? And this is all begins with mindset. I mean, I talk all the time about growing an online business and scaling an online business is 80% mindset, 20% tactics and strategies. This is a perfect example of that. So you have to be patient. And then once you've validated your offer, so now you've got people buying it, what you do is you double down on that. You double down on selling that offer and you continue refining how you sell that one offer. My friends, this is the fastest way to scale your business and get to those predictable and consistent 5K months, right? The key element to the optimized sales pillar, which I've been talking about here on the podcast. So if you've not yet listened to a recent show that I did talking about the three most important aspects of your business, definitely check it out. But the optimized sales pillar of your business is having a flagship offer that you have a consistent sales process for. And then once you have that dialed, that down and dialed in, so meaning you've got your offer and then you have a way to sell it, whether it's live, live launches or evergreen or whatever it is, what kind of funnel that you're doing. Once you've got that dialed in and you have a process and system for doing that, then and only then do I recommend that you can move on to adding another offer. And usually what most people do is a higher ticket offer, right? With maybe a little bit more access to you. So that, my friend, is the quickest way to creating predictable and consistent 5K months in your online business. Having that one flagship offer that you optimize that sales process for, you start getting consistent sales on. And I say consistent sales, I don't mean necessarily every single day, although that'd be awesome, right? But if you are on a launching schedule or if you're evergreen or whatever it is, you're making consistent sales from it and you're really figuring out how to sell it. And again, hopefully if you're just creating a course for the first time, you are absolutely selling it before you create it, right? But then I'm assuming you're a little bit beyond that. You're getting some sales, you're starting to create that income consistently and predictably. Then what you do is you optimize that whole process and you double down on what's working. And that is how you're going to create very, very quick growth in your business before you then add, if you want, another offer. I know plenty of people who have one single offer in their business and they've got multiple seven-figure business. And so it's really about creating the type of business that you want, but taking it from the simplest approach possible, right? Again, asking yourself, what would this look like if it were easy? And letting your brain figure out and work on answering that question for your business, okay? Now you might be asking, well, Rick, well, what's the pricing on that flagship offer? And there's really no right or wrong. Well, in the next episode here on the podcast, I'm going to take you through how I think about creating an offer and also break down how to think about pricing your offer. But generally in that flagship, just to kind of answer that question quickly, and generally, when you think about that flagship, you know, pricing, you're talking anywhere probably in that, say, $397, $497 ballpark up to $997 or $1,997, somewhere in that ball. I know that's a big range, but kind of that's sort of that range that I'm talking about from a flagship offer perspective. Okay. This works, my friends, simplifying down to really getting that flagship offer dialed in and selling consistently, and then thinking about adding on other offers if you want to, but only when you get that first one dialed in. Okay. Hey, before we go, I'm super excited about this. I want to invite you to join my brand new free optimized CEO Facebook group community. This is a Facebook group exclusively for online course and membership creators, online coaches, etc., who want to optimize their business to six or seven figures. Right? As the saying goes, you're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with, right? You've heard that a million times. Well, that's why I'm super excited to introduce the free Optimized CEO Facebook group community, where online course creators like you are working to optimize their business to six or seven figures. So if you're stuck in your business right now, in your online business, and you cannot seem to find consistent growth like we've been talking about in today's episode, and you're confused as to why you are stuck and you're unsure about the next steps that you should take, the Optimized CEO community is for you, okay? So to get into the free group, just go to rickmulready.com/group and you can start to join the program or start to join the community right there. Again, it's rickmulready.com/group, okay? Thank you so much, as always, for listening to the podcast today. Super appreciate you, my friend. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.